Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
What do you do when you're told that your teenager is in danger of becoming antisocial and she refuses to go to counseling? We'll talk about this and a whole lot more on this week's podcast, Don't Send Your Troubled Teenager for Counseling. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, come on, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your questions. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com. Click on either For Families or For Treatment Programs. Then click on any podcast and scroll down to the end where it says Submit Your Question and enter it there. And why not do it today? And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. Let's all remember that this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Lucia, who, after reading my Help, I Can't Get My Troubled Teenager to Go to Counseling blog on my website, she writes, "We are and have been for years in a control battle situation with our now 18-year-old senior in high school. She has been evaluated as having major anger issues that need to be resolved ASAP to prevent antisocial behavior. She refuses to go to therapy, saying she's an adult now. I've already said that we need family therapy and that individual therapy is the first step. My husband wants to use the, as long as you're living in this house, you have to follow our rules argument. Any suggestions?" Okay, well, thanks for your question, Lucia. The blog you're responding to has received a lot of responses, so clearly you're not alone with this dilemma. There are a few clues in your question that create the opportunity for me to be helpful, so here goes. First of all, your daughter has been diagnosed with major anger issues. I'm guessing you knew that before a professional got involved, and then they tell you to deal with it without giving you the support or resources for doing that. The professional communities dealing with youth, and that includes the schools, the medical community, law enforcement, they should all be linked to the mental health community, and they should be able to guide parents and youths to appropriate resources. It sounds like you got the message that you had a problem that you already knew you had, and then were told to do something about it with no real help. Lucia, I'm truly sorry about that. Now, you say you've been in a control battle for years with your daughter. I hear you. And now, what steps are you taking to end the control battle? If you haven't read or listened to Ending the Parenting Control Battle, by all means, start there and you'll get some important ideas that will help you change out of the toxic beast-feeding behaviors you and your husband and your daughter are engaged with. All right, you are not going to get your daughter to change anything or do anything differently within the context of the control battle family pattern you're all in. So, fighting about going to counseling is no different than fighting about curfew, homework, chores, substance abuse, or anything else. So let's move forward without fighting. What a concept. Move forward and make progress without fighting. With my daughter, you ask? Yes, Lucia, with your daughter. Your husband wants to use the, as long as you're living in this house, you have to follow our rules argument. And you want to know if that's the right position to take. The key word here is argument. There should be no argument. Arguing is beast-feeding behavior. But it's true that kids, 18-year-olds or 8-year-olds or 28-year-olds or anyone living in your home for that matter, do need to follow the family rules. They need to be accountable to parental expectations. Obviously, the rules or expectations for these age groups would be wildly different, but accountability to parental expectations is required. But telling your daughter that or making that argument only adds to the fighting and to the arguing. Here is a basic parenting principle. There is no need to say the obvious because when you do, you invite oppositional behavior. For instance, you tell a teenager to turn off the gaming console and start their homework, and 10 minutes later, you come back and they're still gaming and you repeat yourself and say, "I told you to turn that off and start your homework." Here's what you'll hear back. "I heard you. But I'll finish up in a little while and I don't have that much homework." Right? You told them the obvious because they already heard you, and then you got to fight. Now if you say, "I see you're having trouble turning off the gaming and starting your homework. I need you to take care of that now. Can you manage that? Or do you need me to turn it off for you?" Now you're giving clear information with no room for argument. Lucia, let's use the issue of getting therapy for your daughter and your family as a first step in ending your control battle. I strongly disagree with the idea that your daughter should start with individual counseling, and let me explain why. If your daughter is going to individual therapy, it's really with the parent's agenda. So the person or people with the desire for change aren't in the session. So there is little impetus for change. Your daughter will explain to the therapist that her anger is justified because everyone is so unreasonable. And the therapist won't have a productive way to address that. The therapist will do what therapists do and be supportive to try to build relationship. But there is no clear avenue for change. Your daughter will even come home and say, "My therapist agrees with me that you guys are too controlling, that at 18 I should be able to make my own decisions," which of course is entirely out of context, so not really what the therapist said, but now the therapist is triangulated in the family control battle, and they're not going to be helpful in that position. So now instead, how about if a therapy meets with you, the parents, and your daughter together and sees how arguments go and sees the control battle raging in the family and communicates to you and to your daughter that you are all supporting this invisible element, the negative pattern in your family, which I call the beast? Then what if the therapist helps all of you see how it's interfering with your ability to get what you want? And most importantly, it's interfering with your daughter's development and placing her future in jeopardy. And then, what if we outline how everyone can work to starve instead of feed the beast? In other words, end the control battle and build a better communication pattern in the family. Wouldn't that be a lot more hopeful? Now, no one is to blame for the problem. However, everyone is responsible for their part in solving the problem. Things may still be difficult to change, but at least there is a starting point for a therapist to work with everyone. The therapist can work with your daughter and help her see how her anger is working against her and against her own best interests. she or he can help your daughter understand and become more comfortable with her more vulnerable feelings, the ones that her anger is most likely protecting. And then working with you and your husband, the therapist can help find a way to set and enforce limits with a positive tone that doesn't feed the beast or invite oppositional behavior. They can help you communicate and address feelings in your family in a healthier way. They may have sessions with everyone together and some with just parents or just your daughter. They may want your daughter to have just her own therapist to see once your daughter is more motivated to do some therapeutic work. Lucia, I get it that your daughter's chronic anger is serious and this isn't going to resolve easily, but if you start on the right foot and we get a good understanding of the family dynamics and everyone is given their part to address, then with commitment and persistence, you'll get there. So, parents and therapists working with teenagers, individual therapy with a teenager who is there because their parents want them to get counseling is a very low leveraged intervention. Very little is likely to change. If, however, we start with the belief that teenagers want the same things their parents want for them to be happy and successful, and we identify the negative family pattern that's blocking that, and give parents and youth alike their own mandate and support for changing it, then we'll have a workable plan for real change. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Lucia, for your very important question. And if you are a therapist who works in a behavioral health treatment program and would like to talk with me about improving outcomes in your program, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and shoot me an email or give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you. And please, especially during these stressful times, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.